David Gibson from Ballston Lake, New York. I just want to commend Blair Horner and Alan Shartok in their discussion of the New York State Constitution. Blair raised, number one, Article 14, which is the Forever Wild Clause for the Adirondack and Catskill Parks. It does remain one of the most relevant portions of our Constitution affecting all New Yorkers, and to maintain and keep a wilderness in both Adirondack and Catskill Parks in a time of urgent climate change is such an important thing, and I'm so glad that Blair Horner mentioned that as number one in his comments about the Constitution of New York State.
This is Richard McHugh calling from Salisbury Mills, New York. The sentencing today of Gene Palmer to 6 months in the Clinton County Jail and fined more than $5,000 is a disgrace for his role in the Clinton escapes last year. The judge should be thrown off the bench. Justice has just been hoodwinked. I don't understand the state's position, how they could allow this, and it is a disgrace to all. The Clinton 12 didn't do their jobs. They retire without any penalty at this time. And Preet, we cannot stay tuned, Preet. We need you now to do something.
Alden Fair, I'm calling from Claryville, New York, and I take great exception to Alan Chartok's diminishing and casting off any truth to the allegation that 9/11 was brought down by us rather than Arabs, and that chemtrails is some kind of joke. Over 2,000 architects and engineers have agreed and testified that it would be impossible for the World Trade Center to have been brought down by the so-called pancake theory. Those buildings were clearly brought down by planned demolition, which means somebody pulled the switch, and it was not an Arab who did it. It was us. Secondly, you should take a look at a film on YouTube called Look Up, which is an extensive examination of the nature of chemtrails, which do exist, and I'm shocked and angered that a man of his intelligence would throw away information like this or not bother to look it up.
Hi there, this is Natalie Clifton. I'm calling from Adams, Massachusetts. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for covering the election results. I just wanted to say that it's just really an awesome thing to hear what's really going on out there, because we aren't going to hear that from anybody else. We're just going to hear about how Donald Trump does this and that, and he's just a buffoonery. But I do appreciate the election results. Keep up the great work. I will continue to support this station as long as I live.